From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July 27th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Police Department is celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Chatham Cares for You Outreach Initiative Program. To date, the program has assisted 130 people into treatment. First launched on July 1st, 2016, Chatham Cares encourages residents who want to overcome their drug addiction to walk into the police station, turn over their drugs and paraphernalia, and ask for help. Those who come are placed into a drug treatment program. They do not face criminal charges. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman in a press conference said, and I quote, "As a part-time agency, we have truly accomplished a miracle in our community. We're so proud of what we've accomplished, and I plan to do all I can to continue saving lives," end quote. Volkman now travels the state speaking to police departments and other organizations about the program. In June, he declared his intention to run for Columbia County Sheriff in November. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council became the first municipality in the state to pass a resolution in support of a proposed commission on prosecutorial conduct. If the bill is approved, the commission would be charged with investigating complaints of misconduct and impose discipline on prosecutors who violate the law. According to It Could Happen to You, a statewide advocacy organization for those wrongfully prosecuted and convicted, New York is one of the worst offenders nationwide when it comes to wrongful convictions, second only to Texas. 37 prosecutorial misconduct cases have been reported since 2010, according to a study conducted by the group. More than 50% of those cases occurred between 2014 and 2016, supporting the group's assertion that prosecutorial misconduct is on the rise. Hudson Second Ward Alderman Tiffany Garagia is a board member of It Could Happen to You, but she was absent for the council's July 18th vote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jimmy Vilkin is reporting at Politico New York that SEIU 1199, the powerful healthcare union, has launched radio ads in upstate New York to attack three Republican members of Congress for their efforts to repeal the Federal Affordable Care Act. The union has made a significant buy at radio stations in Albany, Binghamton, Utica, Poughkeepsie, Watertown, and Syracuse. The ads mention U.S. Representatives John Faso of Kinderhook, as well as Claudia Tenney of Utica and Elise Stefanik of the North Country. All three voted for the House bill. Faso has argued against Obamacare and last year supported the GOP's platform, calling for a repeal of the law they say is broken and has not lowered costs for consumers. Democratic leaders, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, have declared their intent to target all three seats in a coordinated campaign next year. You can read that full story at Politico New York. The Albany Times Union reports that farm distilleries can now sell beer, wine, and cider from New York for consumption on site. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation July the 25th approving the sales. Farm distilleries were recently allowed to sell state-labeled spirits for on-premise consumption, so this expands that policy to brewers and wineries. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that passenger traffic at Stewart International Airport in Orange County rose sharply in the first half of 2017. Norwegian Air began service to four European countries last month, and 147,000 passengers used Stewart in the first 6 months of 2017, up from about 129,800 in the beginning of 2016. Norwegian flights from Stewart to Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Norway began in mid-June with fares between $99 and $300. In June, the airport handled more than 30,000 passengers for the first time in 5 years. Allegiant also added flights to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this spring. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Congressman John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted July the 25th to strengthen sanctions against Russia in response to the Kremlin's efforts to undermine the 2016 U.S. presidential election. H.R. 3364 passed 419-3 in the House, and a similar bill passed 98-2 in the Senate. It is unclear if the president will sign the bill, but there are enough votes to override a veto. H.R. 3364, the Russia, Iran, and North Korea Sanctions Act, also penalized Iran and North Korea. Faso said, and I quote, "Vladimir Putin's Russia is no ally of ours. The Kremlin's efforts to influence the 2016 election cycle prove that its ultimate goal is to destabilize and divide the United States. Today, my colleagues and I rebuked these proactive actions by Russia and sent a clear message to others who would attempt to disrupt our democratic process. Americans will always stand united in defense of our values," end quote. Finally, Larry Rollison reports in the Albany Times-Union that President Donald Trump said on July the 25th that he believes upstate New Yorkers should move to states such as Wisconsin. Trump said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "You're going to need people to work in these massive plans. I'm going to start explaining to people when you have an area that just isn't working, like upper New York State, where people are getting very badly hurt, then you'll have another area 500 miles away where you can't get people. I'm going to explain you can leave. It's okay. Don't worry about your house," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is calling for a chance of thunderstorms from 11 a.m. today into Thursday night. While widespread severe weather is unlikely, the region is under a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be cloudy today with a temperature high near 76 degrees. For tonight, patchy fog after 10 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:20 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 27th day of July 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.